You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Siobhan Egan, who is co-editor of Paprika Southern magazine, and on this St. Patrick's Day weekend, I should note, also a veteran Irish step dancer. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, Emily.
Also with us is Marsha Baines of Old Savannah Tours, who is also lip sync battle champion here in Savannah.
Good morning.
And as we all know, there is plenty going on this weekend, starting today with some sort of pre-St. Pat's festivities.
Absolutely. So tonight, the Sergeant William Jasper ceremony is going to take place in Madison Square. And for those of you who don't know who Sergeant William Jasper is, he's a famed Revolutionary War hero. And of course, he's Irish. And we have a monument for him in Madison Square. And this man lost his life at the Siege of Savannah, fighting to save the colors of his regiment. Very honorable Irishman. We love him. Wow. So we're going to honor them in the square. Just be another fun Savannah St. Patrick's Day event.
And you can also find some traditional Irish music and food and all kinds of fun things downtown.
Yeah, if you want to hear the most authentic Irish music in Savannah, head over to Kevin Barry's on Thursday and Saturday to hear Frank Emerson, Carol Brown, and Harry O'Donoghue. And you're going to get a real great taste of authentic Irish music. These guys are great.
Really yummy food, too, by the way.
Yes.
Yes. And then on Friday, it is St. Patrick's Day itself, and the parade. We've got all kinds of events surrounding the parade.
Actually, Friday morning, that's St. Patrick's Day morning, the Wormhole on Bull Street will be doing eggs and kegs. So you can, at 8 a.m., so you can go on and eat your breakfast before you head to the parade, which I think is pretty important.
Yeah, that seems like it would
be a good time to fill up.
A smart move. Absolutely. Yeah. You can also get your exercise in before the parade.
I mean, hey, if you're like me and a dedicated runner at 6 a.m., not. but I do like the ones that do. You can get up early and head over to Fleet Feet Sports and on Waters Avenue, and you can run the race before the crazy parade starts. And it's free to the public. It's just a fun run. And then the next morning, you can get up and run again if you'd like at the Kilt and Color Run out on Hutchinson Island if you are able to get up that early after St. Patrick's Day.
It's like it helps you feel less guilty about indulging in St. Patrick's Day festivities.
Exactly. Burn those calories so you can, have plenty of corned beef and cabbage or Guinness or whatever your St. Patrick's Day pleasure is. And if you would rather stay out of downtown for your St. Patrick's Day, you can do that as well.
Yeah, Friday night, St. Patrick's night, Waits and Company are playing at Foxy Loxy at 7 p.m. And they always put on a really great show, and if you just want to get out of downtown, that's something that would be really great to see.
I believe it's still Tacos and Tecates on Friday nights.
Is it? I think so.
At Foxy Loxy, too. One of my favorite nights of the
nice.
Week.
Nice, yes. Enjoy some tacos for St. Patrick's Day. Works for me.
Aaron, go bra.
And then finally, things get a little fancier on Saturday night, Marsha.
A little bit fancier. I mean, we're doing a little fireball over at the Ships of the Sea Museum to celebrate our Savannah first responder firefighters. It's a really great night. Open bar, live music, silent auction. All of the proceeds are going to go to our Savannah firefighters, and they have started a new charity called Pause for a Cause. And what this is going to allow these great men to do is go into the hospital at St. Joseph Candler and read to the children that are sick there, leave them a plush stuffed Dalmatian toy that is tagged with the special logo for the firemen here in Savannah. And they are just great. And if open bar isn't enough, I think firemen should really just set it off and make sure that that's why you attend. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Well, Marsha Baines of Old Savannah Tours, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And Siobhan Egan of Paprika Southern Magazine, thanks for joining us.
Sláinte.